Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. This is professional organizer Lisa Woodruff, and I have a quick podcast for you today about batteries. So we're going to use the IDLE process, which is identify, decide, locate or let go, and evaluate to decide what you should do about batteries. So part of this whole IDLE process is learning to identify items in your house and make decisions about them so they don't stay where they are and you get them put away and you can live a more clutter-free life. And one of the things that I find all over the house when I'm organizing people typically are batteries. And the reason they're all over the house is usually because they have children who take the old batteries out and leave them anywhere the child is while they're putting the new batteries into whatever they need batteries for. But also, I find new batteries all over the house too, and often it is because we don't have a place to locate batteries. Now, I don't think very many of us are going to decide that we no longer need batteries at all anymore. So the decision I want you to really think about in your mind today is the decision between using rechargeable and non-rechargeable batteries. So a few times in my life, I've made an investment and bought a battery charger and bought the rechargeable batteries because I know it's better for the environment and I probably should be using rechargeable batteries. But the bottom line is I never have the right batteries charged. I never can find the old batteries. You're out in public and you need batteries. So I just have a big problem with being able to charge batteries. So I use non-rechargeable batteries. And the thing I have to say about that is it's okay. It is okay that I'm not using rechargeable batteries. You have to, at some point, decide to give yourself a pass and that some things are okay. You're not going to be able to do everything perfectly. So I don't use rechargeable batteries. And now that I've tried it twice and made the investment, it's totally flopped both times, I have decided I am not going to try to use rechargeable batteries in the future. It just doesn't fit my lifestyle. I'm moving way too fast. It's just not a good match for me. So if that's true for you too, I want you to just release that guilt and stop feeling guilty over the decision that you've made for your family. If, on the other hand, you really love rechargeable batteries and you don't want to use regular batteries, then I suggest you go on Facebook and find out how many of your friends have rechargeable batteries that they never use and trade your batteries that cannot be recharged for those batteries that can be recharged. We don't have to just throw this stuff away, people. Okay, so we've decided if we're going to use rechargeable, non-rechargeable, and some of you out there are more organized than me, and you can use both rechargeable and non-rechargeable batteries, and thank goodness for you, because I can't. I have to just use non-rechargeable batteries. So once you decide what kind of batteries you want to keep, you need to decide where you are going to keep these batteries. And for me and most of my clients, the laundry room tends to be the best place to keep batteries. I think some people keep them in the refrigerator. I don't know the reason behind that. I'm sure there's a really good reason. Please leave the comment on my blog and let me know what the reason is so that I can give better information to people. But the laundry room tends to be good. It's not the garage that, you know, has too much hot or too much cold. And it's usually the laundry room isn't a very damp place, but it's accessible. It's accessible enough that people will go get batteries that they need out of the laundry room. And not so far away that it's in the basement or the garage that people will tend to keep the batteries in the kitchen anyway because they don't want to walk all the way to the garage. You know what I mean? So the laundry room tends to be a good place to keep batteries. Now, I would invest in some kind of battery organizer. Not the kind of battery organizer where you have to click the batteries into the spots. That's too organized. If things are too organized, you won't use them. But I have a picture on the blog of my battery organizer, which is just essentially the size of a silverware drawer holder, but it has sections that work for batteries. So it's just a bunch of rectangular sections, and you can see how I have my batteries in there. Now, once you collect the batteries from all over the house and the basement and everywhere that they are and get them into this one central location, the benefit of this will be that you will know right away when you are out of batteries and when you need to buy more batteries, because you will be able to pull open that drawer or open that cabinet and visually see how many batteries you have. Therefore, all of the batteries that you find around the house are there because your children have taken them out of some kind of electronic and you could go ahead and dispose of those appropriately. So once you're looking at your battery storage, When my children were younger, we went through so many size C and D batteries. It was crazy for all those little remote control cars and every little bear that hiccuped or cried or whatever. All these things my kids did needed a lot of size D and C batteries. But now that my kids are teenagers, they mostly need the AA and AAA batteries for all of the smaller electronics that they now use. We almost never need size C or D batteries anymore unless we are replacing flashlight batteries. We also use 9-volt batteries in our smoke detectors. And of course, whenever that thing starts chirping, like usually at 11 o'clock at night, I'm out of those 9-volt batteries. So I always make sure we have quite a few of those 9-volt batteries on hand so that I could quickly replace those fire alarm batteries. And of course, the greatest tip I ever heard was to change that smoke alarm battery at the time of daylight savings time, both in the spring and in the fall. And then that way you will always have batteries in your battery detector. Now here's a little side story. This is not on the blog. This is just for you podcast listeners. My children are adopted. And when you go to adopt your child, you need to have something called a home study because they need to know that they are sending this brand new baby into a home that, you know, is appropriate for a child to go into. So to adopt a child is an extremely difficult process. And you have to have the fire marshal come out and check your house and make sure that there are no fire hazards and you have working smoke detectors and all of those things. So this is 1999 and we're trying to adopt a child. And we had 3 smoke detectors in our house on all 3 floors. And we had bought our house a few years earlier. And the realtor had told us that our smoke detectors were hardwired into our electrical system, which they are not. But I did not know that. So the fire marshal comes out and checks, and every single one of our smoke detectors did not work, like didn't work at all, to the point that he was going to stay in my house and not leave until I went and got the smoke detectors and came back. He did. He went ahead and left. I went and got the smoke detectors. He came back the next day to make sure we had 3 working smoke detectors in our house. How embarrassing. You're trying to adopt a child. You know, I'm a professional organizer. My whole house is organized. Like, I am uber ready for this baby to come into our house, and we didn't have a single working smoke detector. Yes, not a single one. So now I change those batteries often. There, there's a little tidbit about me that you didn't know, and I will not write about on the blog. But hey, you podcast listeners get to hear about that with batteries. So we've got all of our batteries in one place. Now you're going to change your smoke detector batteries because of my crazy story. And you're going to start thinking about which batteries that you use so that you have the proper amount. Now, in my husband's company, we're able to order our batteries direct. So I'm able to place an order with my husband and we get the batteries direct from the company. And I tend to order between 20 and 40 individual AA and AAA batteries at a time. And we just do that about 3 times a year. I know it's crazy. We use a lot of batteries. But if you don't have that option, you know, you could buy your batteries in bulk at Costco or when they're on sale. I'm sure there are times of the year where batteries are on a better sale and have a better coupon than other times. And just keep your batteries stocked. So we've decided what kind of battery we're going to keep and where we're going to locate it. And if we're going to let it go, how we're going to let go of those and trade them out. You know, your chargeable for your non-rechargeable with your friends on Facebook. I think that's a good idea. And I'm going to give you 2 other locations that I keep batteries. Now, the majority are in the laundry room. If my husband or my children want batteries, they really only know that they're in the laundry room, and that's where they go get batteries. But I have 2 other places that I personally keep batteries. One is in my nightstand drawer in my bedroom. My husband and I have bought these headphones that go with this little thing called a TV listener. And so we wear headphones in our bed when we're watching TV at night when the kids are going to bed so that we can watch any show we want, and it doesn't matter what the content is. Because the kids can't hear it, even though they're teenagers, because it's just going into our headphones. It's not going out in the air. We mute the TV and listen to it through our headphones, just like our kids do in the car when they're using the headphones in the minivan and they're watching a movie and I can listen to something else on the regular radio. So because we watch TV for a couple hours each night, my husband and I, those TV listener batteries go out like every month, and I don't want to have to go all the way down to the laundry room to get batteries. So I keep a couple of batteries in my bedroom for that reason, and batteries for all the remotes that are in the bedroom. The other place that I keep batteries is in our car glove box. We drive to Florida every year, and invariably, I will be trying to find AA batteries at some gas station in the middle of Tennessee while we're trying to make our drive to Florida so that whatever electronic game we're playing will still play so that we can drive in peace. And you would not believe how many gas stations don't have batteries or run out of batteries, and you don't even want to know what the price of the batteries are. So I keep a package of AA and a package of AAA batteries in the glove box in my car at all times, and I cannot even tell you how many times that has saved us having those batteries in the car. All right, you're going to need to evaluate. So we've identified, we've decided to let go and locate, and now the evaluating. Our battery needs are changing. Even now, our son now has an alarm clock that uses one of those batteries that's the size of a nickel. I don't have that in my battery stash or whatever. So I went out and bought one for his alarm clock. But when I bought one, I bought a second one and put it in our battery stash so that I have that the next time that we need it. You're constantly going to have different electronic needs, and as much as technology is changing, who knows, maybe we won't even have batteries 5 years from now, and then we're going to need to let them go. Yes, we're going to let them go when the technology changes. But until then, now you know where to locate them, and next week on the Idle podcast, we're going to be talking about all of those phones you have sitting around that you no longer use. Have a great week. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.